Hey everyone, welcome back. We talk a lot on this show about making our homes more eco-friendly, but what about saving some cash while we're at it?
Right. And the good news is there are actually some pretty great tax breaks out there designed to do exactly that.
Okay, so we're talking like tax credits.
We are. Specifically, the Residential Clean Energy Credit and the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit.
See, now those are some terms that I have to admit, make my eyes glaze over a little. I always
Yeah.
figured those were mainly for like people going all in on solar panels.
Yeah, that's a pretty common misconception,
Is
actually.
it?
Yeah, a lot of people think that. But while solar is a big one, these credits can actually apply to a bunch of different energy efficient improvements you can make to your home.
Okay, so walk me through it. What kind of other upgrades are we talking about here? Sure. So aside from things like solar panels, there are also credits for things like wind turbines, geothermal heat pumps.
Geothermal. Getting fancy.
Right. And even fuel cells.
Fuel cells, wow, that seems pretty high tech for a regular homeowner.
It is. But then on the other end of the spectrum, we're also talking about more common things like new windows, better insulation, or even just upgrading your heating and cooling system.
Okay, so it runs the gamut. So if I'm understanding this right, these credits are kind of a win-win, right? They're good for the environment, but they're also good for my wallet.
Exactly. By making these energy efficient choices more affordable, the government is trying to encourage everyone to move towards a more sustainable future.
Okay, makes sense. But like with anything tax related, I'm guessing there's some fine print involved, right?
Always fine print. Don't worry. We'll unpack it all for you.
All right, so let's start with this residential clean energy credit. What exactly counts as a clean energy improvement?
Well, you hit on a big one already, solar panels. The credit can actually cover a pretty significant chunk of the cost of getting those installed.
Really? Okay. See, that alone makes it seem a little less intimidating because I know those systems can be a pretty big investment.
For sure. And then another option is wind turbines, though those are obviously less common,
Yeah.
especially for a typical house. And then there are those fuel cells we talked about, which are definitely still an emerging technology, but they're becoming more and more accessible all the time.
I'm kind of surprised to hear that those are even an option for, your average homeowner.
Yeah. And then, of course, there are those smaller, more budget-friendly upgrades.
Right, like replacing old drafty windows, that kind of thing.
Exactly. That, insulation upgrades, energy-efficient doors. A lot of people don't realize that even just upgrading your heating and cooling system can qualify.
Okay, now those are the types of upgrades I need to hear about. Those are definitely on my radar. So wait, if I'm understanding this right, I can't just like run to Home Depot, buy any old replacement window, and assume it's going to get me a tax credit, right?
You got it.
Okay, there are some specifics, I'm assuming.
Yes. In order to qualify for these credits, any improvements you make generally have to meet certain energy efficiency standards. Just because a window is new doesn't automatically mean that it's energy efficient.
Gotcha. So I do need to do my research and make sure that anything I'm installing actually meets those standards. Makes sense. Okay, so let's talk about the real incentive here, the actual savings. How much money are we actually talking about with these tax credits?
All right, so for the Residential Clean Energy Credit, you can currently deduct 30% of the cost of eligible improvements from your federal taxes.
30%.
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's huge, especially for something like solar, where I said, I know those can be a pretty significant investment up front.
Absolutely. And here's the best part. There's actually no upper limit on how much you can claim.
No upper limit.
Nope. So if you want to go big on those clean energy upgrades, you can really rake in some serious benefits come tax time. But there is a slight catch.
There's always a catch. Don't tell me it's expiring soon.
No. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. But this percentage does change in the coming years. So if you're thinking long term, it might be something to consider sooner rather than later.
Oh, okay. So when you say change, does that mean it's getting bigger?
Well, I hate to be the bearer of slightly bad news here.
No.
Yeah, it's actually going down.
Okay.
So in 2033, it drops down to 26%, and then in 2034, it goes down to 22%.
Okay, so not up, but still a pretty sweet deal if you happen to be planning these kinds of upgrades anyway. Starting to see why understanding these timelines is so important. Like, I definitely wouldn't want to miss out on that extra 8% savings if I swing it now.
Exactly. Knowing about those changes really lets you strategize and potentially save yourself thousands of dollars. And on that note, there's actually something else that can help maximize those tax credits even further, no matter when you choose to do those upgrades.
Okay, lay it on me. What's the pro tip?
Have you ever heard of a home energy audit?
I feel like I've heard the term before, but I'm not entirely sure I could tell you what it actually entails.
Okay, well, it's actually simpler than it sounds. Basically, you have a certified energy auditor come to your house, and they basically assess how energy efficient or inefficient your home actually is.
So they kind of pinpoint the areas where you're losing the most energy.
Exactly, whether it's poor insulation or leaky windows or doors.
Oh, okay. So it's like a personalized roadmap to maximizing your energy efficiency.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the best part is, they'll actually give you recommendations for improvements that are specifically tailored to your house.
Oh, okay. So it takes out all the guesswork.
Exactly.
It's great.
And it ensures that you're investing in those upgrades that are actually going to make the biggest difference, not just for saving energy, but also for maximizing those tax credits.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like a double whammy. Not only am I getting a clearer picture of what my house actually needs, but then I can make sure that those upgrades are also going to line up with what the IRS is looking for when it comes to these tax credits. I like it. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, what about the IRS side of things? Like, are we talking about having to submit proof of purchase for every single window and solar panel along with my tax return?
Well, they're not going to be sending someone to measure your insulation or anything. But documentation is definitely key. While you won't necessarily need to send in a mountain of receipts with your tax return, you'll definitely want to keep detailed records of anything and everything related to those upgrades, just in case you ever were to get audited.
Audited. Okay. Now
Yep.
I'm just picturing an IRS agent with a magnifying glass, like analyzing receipts for every LED light bulb I've ever purchased.
Well, it's not quite that intense. It's really just about being prepared. You know, things like receipts for the materials and installation, any manufacturer certifications for the big ticket items, basically anything that proves your upgrades meet those energy efficiency standards that we talked about.
Okay, I can handle that. Organized chaos is my middle name.
Yeah.
But seriously, good to know that I should be keeping those records handy. So let's talk about actually claiming these credits. What forms are we talking about and where do they go? So you'll want to get familiar with IRS Form 5695,
5695. Got it.
which actually covers both the Residential Clean Energy Credit and the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit.
Oh, okay. So it's a twofer.
Exactly.
Got it. And this is something that I would file alongside my usual tax return, right?
Yep, that's it.
Simple enough. So we've been talking a lot about how these tax credits can benefit homeowners, but what about renters? Is there any way for them to get in on this action too?
That's a great question. And it's important to remember that these particular federal tax credits are really designed for the homeowner who's actually making those improvements, not the tenant. So if you're renting, you won't be eligible to claim these specific credits.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. But it does seem a little, I don't know, unfair for renters who are trying to be energy conscious as well.
Totally.
Like, are there any options out there for them?
You're right, it's a valid point. While these particular federal credits aren't designed for renters, there might be some local or state-level incentives available. So, for example, some states offer rebates or tax credits specifically for renters who install energy-efficient appliances or make certain types of upgrades.
Okay, so renters, listen up. It's worth doing a little digging to see what's out there in your specific area. Don't assume you're totally left out in the cold. But let's say you own your home, but it's like a vacation home or you rent it out part-time. Do those same rules apply?
Ah, now you're getting into the really interesting scenarios.
But
And you're right, the IRS does have very specific rules for those situations.
okay.
So for vacation homes or part-time rentals, you can still claim these tax credits, but they're prorated.
Prorated.
Yeah.
Okay, so break that down for me. So does that mean I would only get like a fraction of the credit based on how much I actually use the property myself?
Exactly. Let's say you have a vacation home that you only use, say, 3 months out of the year, and you rent it out for the remaining nine. You'd only be able to claim the portion of the tax credit that corresponds to your personal use of the property, which in this case would be 25%.
Okay, I'm following. But how does the IRS even know how much I'm using it? Like, what if it changes year to year?
That's where good record keeping comes in handy again. You want to make sure you're keeping track of your personal use of the property, and that way, if there's ever a question, you'll have the documentation to back it up.
Got it. Detailed records, they're my new best friend. This is kind of reminding me of when I first started keeping track of my mileage for work. Talk about a wake-up call. This is kind of reminding me of when I first started keeping track of my mileage for work. Talk about a wake-up call. It seemed like such a pain at first, but then I realized how much money I was leaving on the table. Okay, so we've covered a lot about homeowners, and we even touched on some unique scenarios like those vacation homes. But what about businesses? They're all about going green these days. Do they get any special tax perks for jumping on that energy efficiency bandwagon?
Oh, absolutely. Businesses are definitely not left out of the equation when it comes to these kinds of incentives. There are some really powerful tax benefits available to them as well.
Okay, so spill the beans. What kind of perks are we talking about here?
So one of the big ones is the Production Tax Credit, or PTC.
PTC.
Got it.
Yeah, it's a little different from those homeowner credits that we were talking about earlier.
Okay, so how so?
Well, remember how homeowners get that upfront tax credit for a percentage of the cost of installation?
Right.
Well, the PTC is actually structured a bit differently. It's based on the actual amount of renewable energy that their system generates.
Oh, interesting. So it's not about how much the system costs. It's about how much clean energy it's actually pumping out.
Precisely.
Okay.
It's all about incentivizing businesses to not only install these systems, but to operate them as efficiently as possible so they're actually generating as much clean energy as they can.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Plus, and this is a big one, the PTC is actually available for a full 10 years after the system is placed in service. 10 years. Now, we're talking some serious long-term savings. What does placed in service even mean in that context?
Yeah, it's a little bit of tax jargon.
Yeah.
But it basically just means the date that the system is, you know, up and running, ready to actually generate that renewable energy. So businesses have a whole decade to take advantage of this credit, which, as you can imagine, can make a huge difference in their overall costs.
Wow. Yeah, 10 years is amazing. It really does sound like going green makes good business sense from, like, every angle with those kinds of incentives.
For sure. And, you know, even beyond the financial advantages, more and more businesses are realizing that sustainability is just good for their image overall. It shows their customers, it shows their competitors, that they're serious about environmental responsibility.
Right. It's like that old saying, doing good is good for business.
Yeah.
Now, I know we've really just dipped our toes into the business side of these tax credits here. It sounds like a whole other deep dive waiting to happen.
Oh, for sure. We could do a whole episode just on that.
Right. But I think for now, at least, we've given our listeners a pretty solid foundation to start exploring how these tax credits can work for them, whether they're homeowners, renters, or even business owners.
That's right.
We covered a ton of ground today, from solar panels to insulation, energy audits to IRS forms, vacation homes to the PTC. I feel like my head is spinning a little bit, but in a good way.
It's a lot to take in, for sure. But it's really all about empowering you to make the most informed decisions for your specific situation.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Because knowledge is power, especially when it comes to, like, navigating the world of taxes.
Couldn't agree more. And, you know, remember, these tax incentives exist for a reason. They're designed to make those energy-efficient choices more accessible for everyone and hopefully, you know, move us all towards a more sustainable future.
And who doesn't love saving a little money along the way?
Exactly. Win-win all around.
You know, it's funny how those small upgrades really can add up. Just the other day, I finally replaced this, like, ancient, drafty back door I had. And I swear my heating bill already looked a little less terrifying this month.
It's amazing how much of a difference those little things can actually make in your overall energy consumption.
Right.
It's like that saying, a penny saved is a penny earned. But in this case, it's also a little less strain on the planet as well.
Totally, totally. Speaking of those small steps, are there any other, like, surprisingly simple upgrades that people might not even realize could qualify for these tax credits? It seems like we've been focusing a lot on the big ticket items, mm-hmm. like the solar panels and the new windows and all that.
You're right. It's easy to overlook some of the less glamorous upgrades, but those can often make a big difference, both for your energy savings and for your tax bill. For example, did you know that even something like upgrading your insulation can actually qualify for that energy efficient home improvement credit?
Really? I mean, I know insulation is important at all, but I don't think I ever would have thought of that as, like, a tax credit opportunity. It just seems like, you know, one of those things you do as part of regular home maintenance.
Yeah, and you'd be surprised how many people kind of overlook it when they're thinking about energy efficiency. But when you really think about it, good insulation keeps your home warmer in the winter, cooler in the summer, which means that your heating and cooling system doesn't have to work nearly as hard, which obviously saves you money on those energy bills.
That makes perfect sense. And it's definitely a lot less disruptive than, say, like, installing a geothermal system.
Exactly. And on that note, another upgrade that people often overlook is their thermostat.
Oh.
Switching to a smart thermostat, one that actually learns your patterns and adjusts the temperature automatically, can actually lead to some pretty significant energy savings over time.
Yeah, that's a great point. I've actually been meaning to get one of those myself. They just seem so much more like efficient than my kind of old school dial-based one.
They are. Plus, a lot of them can connect to your phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you can adjust the temperature remotely, which means you're not wasting energy, heating or cooling an empty house.
Right. Okay, that just makes good common sense. But back to the tax credits, so to speak. Do those smaller upgrades like insulation or a thermostat, those also have to meet those same energy efficiency standards to qualify?
Yes, just like with the bigger upgrades, there are specific requirements that these smaller improvements need to meet to actually be eligible. For example, with insulation, the IRS actually looks at the R value.
The what?
The R value, which basically measures its thermal resistance.
Okay. So the higher the R value.
The better the insulation.
Gotcha. So I can't just like stuff some old newspapers in my attic and call it a day, I'm guessing.
Yeah, probably not the best approach, no. But seriously, you'll want to consult with, a qualified contractor
Right.
to make sure that whatever you choose actually meets those requirements.
Right. Good to know. So we've talked about the credits, we've talked about all these different upgrades, even the documentation and all that. But this might be a silly question. How do I even like find a reputable contractor for these kinds of energy efficient projects? It's not like I can just like flip open the yellow pages anymore.
That is not a silly question at all.
Okay, good.
It is so important to find someone who is qualified, who's trustworthy, especially with these kinds of specialized upgrades. One really great resource is actually the Energy Star website.
Okay.
They have a whole directory of certified contractors
Oh, perfect.
who specialize in these energy efficient home improvements.
Energy Star, got it. And so those contractors, like they've already been vetted by Energy Star. It's not like I'm just like picking a name out of a hat, right?
Exactly. They've met certain quality and performance standards, so you can at least
Right.
feel confident that they understand all the ins and outs of these upgrades and the requirements for those tax credits.
Oh, that's great. Okay, that definitely takes a lot of the stress out of it for me. I'm already feeling more empowered just knowing about that resource. So, as we wrap up this deep dive, any final words of wisdom for our listeners who are, maybe feeling inspired and ready to embrace a little energy efficiency in their lives?
I think I'd say take it one step at a time. You don't have to do a complete overhaul of your entire house overnight. Start small. Maybe pick one or two upgrades that feel the most manageable or the most impactful for you, and go from there. Remember, even those small changes, those little improvements, they can really add up to big savings over time.
Very true.
So identify those areas where you think you might be losing energy. Do your research, explore those tax credit opportunities, and remember, you don't have to navigate this all alone.
Exactly.
There are resources out there, there are experts who can help you every step of the way.
Beautifully said. Well, everyone, that's it for our deep dive into the world of energy efficient tax credits. We hope you found this information helpful and empowering. And who knows, maybe even a little bit inspiring. If you enjoyed this episode and you want to learn even more about making smart, sustainable choices, be sure to check out our website. We've got tons of resources, articles, tips, all designed to help you make your home more eco-friendly without breaking the bank. And be sure to join us next time as we dive into another fascinating topic that's sure to spark your curiosity. Until then, happy saving.